Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in the 5th chapter, 41st verse. 5:41, Jesus made this statement, I receive not honor from men. You ever thought much about that phrase? Keep reading. He said, I know you, you've not the love of God in you. Skip down to verse 44. Well, what was 43? Did I skip that too fast? I'm come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, now how do you know somebody's seeking their own glory? They speak of themselves. And they come telling you how wonderful and amazing they are and how much you need them. And he said, if somebody comes like that, you'll receive him. Verse 44, how can you believe which receive honor one of another, and you seek not the honor that comes from God only? He said, I don't receive the honor that comes from men. He sought the honor from the Father. We need mind renewal. There's something about you that wants that. That wants the acknowledgement, that wants the appreciation, that wants the praise and the honor. And did you know that's okay? It's okay. You're just not supposed to look for it from other men. You're supposed to look to God for it. You're supposed to be hungry for His approval. Do you need His approval? Absolutely. Yes. Do you care what He thinks every moment of every day? Yes. Do you want Him to be pleased with you? Yes. Absolutely. Yes. You want Him to honor you? Yes. Did you know the Bible says at the end, He's going to praise our faith? God is going to praise our faith? Jesus did it on the earth, didn't He? I'm getting strange looks across the crowd. It's all in the Bible. In the book. Jesus said, I hadn't found faith like this in all Israel. This, boys, is faith. He never changes. You know what He's going to do with you one day? He's going to say, this boy trusted me in this situation, in that situation. This woman stood up when other people cried and quit. She stood up and she trusted me and she believed that He's going to praise you. Going to honor you. Do you care about that? Do you want that? Yes, yes, you do. And if you get focused on that, then you quit seeking men's honor. Look in the 2nd chapter of John. John 2, 23. When Jesus was at Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles, which He did. Verse 24. But Jesus did not commit Himself to them. He didn't give Himself over to them and make Himself dependent on them. Because He knew all men. Verse 25. And what? Say it out loud. He what? He what? He didn't need it. Needed not that any should testify of man. For He knew, let me say it like this, what it was worth. He knew what was in them and what it was worth. You read both in his life and ministry and in Paul's life and ministry and others in the book of Acts. I mean, you see more than once that one day he's the greatest thing in town and the next day they want to kill him. You talk about fickle and changing with the breeze. Human support and adoration. I mean, do you remember? There were, masses of people around him. We just got through reading about Paul. They're ready, and this is right before what I'm talking about happened. They want to come and make him king of everybody around there. Masses of people. And he gets up and preaches one message on eat my flesh and drink my blood. You remember that? And he lost thousands of them. The Bible said they never came back. They left and said, this is crazy. What kind of message is this? We can't hear this. They left and never came back. I mean, that morning they thought Jesus hung the moon and the stars. He was everything rolled together. And that evening, like, you going back to the meeting? No, I ain't going back. What kind of message was that? Drink my blood. He's off. If human beings are repeatedly that fickle and changeable, why would we put so much stock in their approval rating and make ourselves so dependent and needy on them saying good job? Listen to Young's literal translation. Young's literal translation, verse 24. Jesus himself was not trusting himself to them because of his knowing all men. He knew what to trust and what not to trust in. And he knew he wasn't going to put his future and the basis of his success in these people's hands of them approving him and liking him or not. Verse 25, because he had no need. Oh, I like that. He had no need. He didn't need it. People say, well, yeah, but Brother Keith, that's Jesus. He's the Son of God. No, listen, the Bible said he emptied himself. He laid aside his power and glory as God and became just like other men. He's operating just like you and I have to. And if he didn't need it, we don't have to need it. And it is freedom not to need it. I know as a preacher, and any of you preachers can identify with this, but you know, in endeavoring to minister the Word of God from the first time I ever endeavored to till this day, over and over and over, you study and pray till you fall out of your chair and preach your heart at everything you know, and the devil come and say, that was lousy. You know, you come, you walk out the back and you try to go home and these thoughts come. Yeah, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And how are they going to understand that? I mean, you just mumbled and fumbled and you did this. And any preachers know what I'm talking about. You just, that was that. And try to make you feel bad. And the tendency, if you yield to it, would be to be insecure. And so the response of that is to ask everybody, how did I do? Was that okay? How did I do? And they tell you, oh, it was great. It was good. And you go, oh, you're just saying that? It's just... What are you looking for? What are you looking for? How was that? Man, I've seen, I don't mean just a couple of three. I mean all kind of preachers and ministers. First thing they do, they start pulling for that. You know, how was it? Was it okay? And you can tell they're not just saying that. They need it. They need, somebody said, well, they need it. And we all need it. And we just, Jesus said he didn't need it. Somebody ought to be happy in here today. We're talking about getting free. We're talking about getting free from something that'll chew you up in little pieces every day if you let it. What you and I should care about is, did the Lord, was he pleased with it? Was it acceptable to him? Did it please him? If it didn't please him, He's good. He's kind. He'll forgive us. He'll help us. We don't have to stay down over it. He's also very gracious and kind. I remember years ago, must have been 20-some years ago, I was coming back from Central America on a mission trip we'd been on. We'd had some good things happen. And I'm just sitting there, a little bit tired, looking out the window, commercial jetliner, and resting. And the Lord said to me, I don't mean to hurt a voice, but inside me, He said, "Thank you, Keith, for going and doing that." I thought, I didn't hear that right. That's just me. And I thought, no, you know better. He said again, "Thank you, Keith. You did a good job. Thank you." I thought, wow. God told me, good job. I said, "Thank you for letting me go." That is worth more than a million men and women's good job. Tell me what you'd rather have. You'd rather have good job and a pat on the back. I'm not saying you can't ever say that and do that. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm saying you don't need to require it and look for it and pull for it. You rather have somebody pat you on the back and say good job, and they may not really have a clue what you did or didn't do, and they may not care less tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Or would you rather have from the one who knows exactly what happened, who knows your heart and everything about it, and for Him to look at you and say, "Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant." And do you know that men's words will fall to the ground and nobody will remember them next week sometimes? But His words, His approval, His well done is in front of all the saints and for eternity. And it'll be on us like a crown and like a garment, generation after generation to come. Somebody say, I seek not the glory of men. I don't seek to honor myself. I seek to please my Father. I seek His glory, His honor. And that's all I need. I don't need the other. I need His. Tell me, what's the good news? What did He say? If you would honor Him, what did He? He said He would honor you. And that's all you need. That's more than you need.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me